Thank you for having me back.
Girl, you're... Hey guys, welcome back to Get Real. I'm your host, and today I am here with Kelly Ann, and we're talking about mental health, part two, high school edition. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Oh my god. Okay, so the reason why I wanted to do like a part two to this episode, but mainly focus on like high school issues, is because people really liked your episode, by the way. Like, people really liked your episode. So I was like, you know what? Let's stick to what we know. I loved having you on. So I was like, yeah, for sure.
That's great.
And like, someone even asked, like, can we like have her on again? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, hello, of course. But yeah, so we are you're just so popular.
Wow.
I know. So we are back for a part two, but talking about mainly high school issues and how the school system really affects mental health in some ways, and the people at the high schools and stuff like that.
Yes.
So both me and Kelly are high school students, but we go to different high schools. You go to Empire, right?
Micah.
She goes to Micah. Okay.
Fancy.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, I go to Cienega. So I guess it's best that we have two different, completely different schools, but kind of similar environments, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Definitely. So I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
What sucks about, like, everything in high school? What sucks about, like, school? I'm not even going to say high school. What sucks about school is that sometimes, like, the stuff that they give us is so bad. Like, I don't even get it half of the time, you know? And when you go on, like, homework and essays and stuff like that, it's, like, most of the time we end up cheating anyway.
Yeah, so it's, like, most of it's online.
Exactly. But yesterday I had to write an essay for my English class, and we were allowed to choose the topic, and I was running out of ideas. So I was like, you know what, let's just do it on the school system, or, you know, whatever. It was argumentative. So I basically had to write an essay about homework.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah. And I'm like, wow, that's pathetic. But
yeah,
no, but it just comes down to, honestly, it comes down to teenagers, because I feel like everyone I know has always, like, struggled with a mental health issue. Like, it's not uncommon anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and school makes it worse for me.
Definitely.
At least.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
You know, and I just, like, I don't even get it at this point, because, you know, we're in a global pandemic and I'm writing an essay about homework.
Yeah, that's, like, the last thing you want to worry about.
I know, the world's literally crumbling around me, and I'm just happy. I'm like, yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, let's write an essay. It's like, what? Like, I don't get it. I really don't get it.
It's so bad.
And, like, so, and most... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, at our school, we have, like, IDs, so we get in the school for security purposes, which is smart.
Y'all have wait. Hold on, backtrack. Y'all have to, like, have your IDs out, like, every day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they have stickers. So there's different color stickers that you can put on your ID so they know where you're going. So, like, let's say you need to go to the bathroom. You would take a yellow sticker, put it on your ID so they know where you're going. And one day I forgot to do that because, like, that's so dumb. Like, oh, I have to put a sticker on my ID. Don't forget. Like, what? No. So I was like, you know what? Nothing's going to happen. It's going to be fine. So I walked to the bathroom, and then there was this teacher, like, outside the bathroom. And she was like, what are you doing? I was like, I just was using the bathroom. She's like, let me see your ID. And I was like, okay. She was, like, so, like, it was like she just saw me commit murder or something. It was, I was like, wow.
Hold on. Y'all have to get, like, stickers to put on your IDs to tell the entire student body that you have to go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's
no,
so,
thank,
like,
you.
What? That's, like, so irrelevant.
Right. But, again, like, I don't even know what to say about this at the because with high school, right?
Yeah.
I can confidently say that with high school, no matter where you go, it sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
It no, and I feel weird because I'm a freshman, but like at this point, I'm a freshman in a global pandemic writing an essay about homework, and I spend on average 9 hours a day doing work nonstop, and
Yeah.
half of the time I forget something or like I miss something. I'm like, wow, I'm not even done yet, and I've been working for 9 hours.
Yeah, definitely. It's like they put so much like work on our soul.
Kelly
I
just forgot
can't
how to
speak.
talk. Kelly just forgot how to talk. Girl,
Shoulders.
there you go.
I'm
There you go.
struggling on our shoulders and get it all done in like a day. I mean, reasonable, but they give us so much work piled on top of each other that it's like, what? No. That's
Right, and we're not even saying that like the schoolwork is unreasonable. That's not what we're saying. We're
yeah.
saying that the motivation levels are very, very low.
Definitely.
We're all depressed, honestly. Like I will say this time and time again. We are all depressed,
Yeah.
and I don't think that the first thing that we want to do in the morning is log on to a big blue button call and say, "Hey guys, how you doing?" Oh my
Yeah.
God, it's like, oh my God, did you hear about this? Oh my God, I loved that assignment last night. Ugh, that essay was really what I needed.
Yeah.
My mental instability was like cured because of that one essay that I had to write about homework. I'm just like, what?
Yeah, and it's also really nerve-wracking when you get on the online conferences, because you have to
Oh
put,
yeah.
because for me it's like, oh, because I go to school like every other day and then I do the online thing, so it's like, oh, I act one way at school to put on like this front, and then I act another way at home, so it's like, oh, I have to act the way I do at school at home, so it's like
Right.
not
Right. It's
compatible.
so back and forth,
Yeah.
and I've talked on this topic before. I've spoken about, not having a mask, being the same person you would be at all times. But at the same time, it is so difficult. It's
Yeah.
so freaking hard. And you know what? On the back of my student ID, there is a suicide prevention hotline number.
What?
So, yeah, I'm not kidding. On the back of my student ID, they put here, wait, let me, it's like right here. Let me read what it says. If you feel like giving up, please don't. There is help and there is hope. Call Teen Lifeline at, the suicide hotline number. Which I'll put in the description. Yeah. 24/7 or text this number between 3 and 9 p.m. You're not alone. So what baffles me is that they know for a fact that this is an issue. They know that their kids are depressed, and they know that their kids are not going to be doing what they can at like maximum capacity. No one here is going to get up, go on their computer, and be happy to be alive.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And I know that that makes me sound so suicidal, but I'm not, I promise. I'm just speaking facts at this point. No one's gonna wake up in the morning and be like, wow, I cannot wait to finish that world history assignment. They're
Yeah.
not jumping at the opportunity to go get a grade that they're not even gonna be appreciated for because, the motivation level's so low that they're gonna score low
Oh
anyway.
my
So what's
gosh.
the point?
Can I say something real quick?
Please do,
Okay,
please.
so I turned in and they weren't late or anything. Like, I turned in on time. I turned in early. And speaking of not getting credit, my world history grade was an A. It was 100%. And then now it's bumped down all the way to a C because I turned in these two
Ooh.
pieces of paper that I worked hard on, I studied on, I did everything. I even answered the bonus questions, and my grade bumped down all the way
Oh
to a
no.
C. And I was like,
Oh no. Oh
that's
my God.
bullshit. Like, I'm sorry, but it really is. It really
No,
is. And I got
okay.
so mad. I was like,
No,
why?
I know exactly what you're talking about. And I know that people are gonna be like, well, they're getting off topic. No, we're not. No, we're just gonna sidetrack for a second because this is important. So I wow. When it comes to doing assignments, right? If my motivation level is at zero to like it's at a zero, you know, I'm not happy, I'm sleep deprived, I'm anxious, I'm tired, and you want me to do an assignment that I'm not going to do well on. I turn it in and the teacher gets mad when I don't do well. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm
Tried my
really, really,
best.
really sorry.
Yeah.
You know? And I just wish that for one second we could just have surviving a global pandemic be enough.
Yeah.
I wish that for once it was not about the grades. Because the only reason why I am still going on campus for school is because I cannot learn online. If I were concerned in any way, shape, or form about my health, I would be online full time. But since my grades have to come first, because apparently if I have a C, I'm average,
Yeah. And that's
I still go to school. And
yeah.
that's because it has to come down to education versus health. And my health is not as big of a concern as my education is because I still need to pass my class.
Yeah.
How sad is that?
That's horrible. And
It's sad.
it's depressing.
It's depressing,
It's
you know? And then the teachers, they get so upset when like the students aren't acting the same. It's like, I'm sorry, we are all in this together, and I know that you think that teenagers overreact and that we're so dramatic about our mental health or something like that. But no, we are all depressed together. All the kids are depressed.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
Yeah.
you know, nothing ever makes sense. It's nothing makes sense. You're depressed. You don't really want to do much. And you feel so bad about it because you're like, wow, I need to get myself together. I know I have an F in this class. But I seriously cannot pull myself together enough to do an assignment.
Yeah.
How sad is that?
That's and counseling, okay. So
Oh
school
my God. I
counselors
did
are
more. No,
so.
no, no, no. Let me just say something. Let me just say
Go
something.
ahead.
I did more for my friends than the counselor did for the entire school.
Exactly.
I'm just gonna say
Oh
that.
my So.
Bro. And I feel bad. Sorry to all those school counselors out there, but at this
We're speaking
point,
from experience.
dude,
You might be
speak,
wonderful. You might be
dude,
wonderful counselor, but we're just speaking from experience.
we are talking from our experiences only.
Yes.
And I'm so like over this at this point because the school, I still have to take finals.
Yeah,
I haven't even been to each of
SATs.
my classes.
Like,
Dude, I haven't even no. I haven't been to all of my classes 10 times yet. I think I've only been to each class maybe 7
that's
times. Haven't
crazy.
even been 10 times yet, and I still have to take finals.
That's crazy.
I like how this just turned into a rant. I love I
Honestly, it's what we need. It's what we need these days.
period.
Oh my gosh.
But no, I it's wow, I don't even know what to say because you see all these like, don't be sad, you'll be fine,
Yeah.
keep going on your school campuses. There are suicide prevention stickers everywhere. There are suicide hotlines posted in the classrooms, so they are not oblivious to our mental health issues. They aren't just doing anything to stop
Yeah.
it.
And that's
You
an
know,
issue. That's like a
that's an issue.
yeah.
You know, like you literally put posters everywhere saying, don't kill yourself. You'll be fine. Keep going, one foot in front of the
Yeah.
other. There's a suicide prevention sticker on the back of my student ID that I got on the first day of school. So from the first day of school, they knew that I was probably like depressed or something like that. And then, you know, they know that we're struggling, but they're not doing anything to fix it.
And
I'm not saying ban homework. I'm saying fix the issue.
yeah, like give us time to like maybe like one day we do classwork instead of giving us homework after school. Like just for the whole class, just like it's like study hall type vibe.
Oh
And
my
that would
God.
be so good.
Hey, those are so
They
helpful.
are.
To all the teachers listening, I know I have teachers listening. To teachers listening, if you give your kids a study hall period, you deserve the world.
Yes.
I love you.
Yes.
We love you here.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I love
Especially if you're
you.
missing work
Okay.
in that class and your grade is so low, you just get an hour just
Oh
to
my God.
relax, maybe put
You know,
headphones in,
yeah.
listen to music while you do your work. It's
Right.
great.
That's just my issue with everything regarding mental health for me, is that a majority of it goes back to
Yeah,
school.
definitely.
You know? And like if let's say for instance, we were not in the middle of a pandemic. 2020 was the best year ever, you
Yeah.
know. I would still say that a majority of mental health issues come from school.
Definitely. Yeah.
And I'm not even talking the students because I know that there are teachers listening who are like, well, I mean, we can't really do anything about the students. It's not the students we're talking about. We're talking about the system,
Yeah.
you know? And I just don't even know what to say at this point, you know? And it just, wow. Because we have teen lifelines everywhere at school. And again, you know, they're like, you got a brain in your head and feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose.
Yeah.
You know, you see those posters everywhere. And I'm like, wow, I appreciate your effort. Yeah, and I mean that. Like I appreciate the like uplifting quotes. And like some of my teachers, we all do the remind app so like our teachers can text us and we can text our teachers. But you know, sometimes my teacher will do like inspirational quotes every day. And that's the thing that honestly makes a difference.
Yes.
Just knowing that our teacher takes the time out of their day to not talk about schoolwork anymore, but it's about
Yeah.
motivation, you know?
Yeah.
It's no longer when my teacher sends me a motivational quote or like an inspirational quote or a funny story, it makes them seem like it's no longer about the schoolwork, but it is way more about motivation, encouragement, and just the will and thriving to do better, which is, in my mind, is what school is
Yeah.
about. School, or what it should be
Yes.
about.
Definitely.
You know, because you hear this phrase all the time at school, we are preparing you for the future. You are the future of America. You are the future of the world. But so far, I don't think that knowing the quadratic equation is going to help me be president of the United States.
Yeah.
You know what I
Yeah.
mean? And I don't know, maybe that's unfair because I'm not a teacher, but I am two teachers' kids. You know, both of my parents are teachers. One of them's an administrator now, but like he was a teacher, you know what? But I am not oblivious to the fact that teachers try their best. I know that teachers try their best. I promise you.
Yeah.
You know, I just wish that there was something that we could do. And I'm not even talking about the teachers anymore because the teachers are not to blame for
Yeah.
this. It's bigger than that. You know, I can't look at my teacher and be like, you're the reason why I'm sad, because that's not it. You know, maybe your work is a little much, but you know, I can manage. I just wish that we could find a way to get to a source bigger than that and solve the problem.
Yeah. Yeah,
Does that make sense?
definitely. And everything with like the pandemic, like we've been saying, like you have to wear a mask when you're at school the whole time, which is like such a hazard. It's not a hazard, but like it's inconvenient to when, especially when you're
Right.
like talking in class and you're actually interacting, which is very rare. But because, oh no, we don't want to get COVID and we'll have to go back online for,
I
oh my gosh,
know.
God
Yeah, I
forbid.
know.
Like,
Right.
it's like so degrading, and you can't even sit with anyone at lunch, like two people to a table.
I know.
Like, I mean, I understand, like,
Yeah.
yeah, protocol, like, that's, yeah, but like, still.
Right. And like, we're not saying that wearing a mask is like, well, okay. Let me say this. Yes, it is an inconvenience, but if it is necessary, or if it's like asked that we wear a
Yeah,
mask, I'll wear
definitely.
a
I'm not
mask.
against. You should wear a mask.
You
You
know what I
should
mean?
wear a mask.
Yes, wear a mask. Wear a mask. Keep your mask
Yes.
on. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a sad
Yeah.
environment. It's just so sad. But now that we've talked about the sad parts of school, I wonder, well, to those of you listening who listen to the end of each episode, I love you because that really makes my heart happy. But to those who are listening still, if there are other topics, because I know that a lot of people asked for mental health, so I did it and people liked it. But then I also talk about the topics that people want me to talk about, and then no one listens to it. And I'm like, all right, that's nice. So if there's like an issue that you know a lot of people need help with, let me know,
Yeah.
dude. Let me know. I'll be so happy to talk about it. You know, but now that we've literally ranted, and I hope that people who are still listening feel heard. Like that's kind of the point, is that I want people to feel heard without having to say anything, because I know people will not talk about their mental health in fear of someone thinking that they're like
Yeah.
suicidal or something. And you're like, I'm not suicidal, I'm just angry, you know? And I hope that somebody feels heard when I do these. But honestly, the best advice that we could probably give you right now is just find one thing, just find one thing that makes you the slightest bit happy.
Yeah, and
You
keep
know?
doing that, 'cause don't
Keep
be
doing
like
it.
scared, like, oh, I like painting or I like drawing, like that's cool, like
Girl, if you paint a picture, send me a
that's
picture. I
so
want to
like
see it.
inspiring to other people, 'cause it's one creative and it's like,
Yeah.
oh, it's something else, like I could draw, like drawing is so hard, like
Drawing
I
is
don't know,
so
it's
awesome to me. Like, art is
great.
just amazing to me because it takes so much skill and so much talent. But even if it's something as simple as watching a Netflix show, watch that Netflix show.
Yeah.
Just do it. That work will be there when you get back. But if you need a minute, if you need like an hour to just get yourself together, watch that Netflix show. The work will
It's
be
not
there
gonna
when you get
go
back.
away.
You know, it's
Yeah.
not going anywhere. Right. It's not going anywhere. So you might as well just do it. But yeah. Wow, I feel
Same,
a
to be
lot better.
honest. I did not know I
Wow.
needed this. Wow.
I know I needed this, dude. Oh my God. Okay, so I think that this is a pretty good time to end it. If you want to do another mental health episode, I would love to have you back on.
I
People
would
love
love
having you
that.
on too. Great. Okay,
Okay.
I will let you know when I get like the analytics from this episode. Hopefully people will watch, so make sure
Okay,
to go tell people to watch.
all right.
Go tell people to watch. But thank you guys so much for listening. This has been Get Real with Kelly, and we will see you next week. Stay
Bye.
tuned for more. Bye.